I'm Rod Stutz. There is breaking news this morning that we could have a super Walmart in the heart of the downtown business district very soon. And we have former Carborough mayor and longtime Senator Ellie Kinnaird joining us now in the studio. Turns out that Ellie Kinnaird has been working behind the scenes to make this happen. And Ellie, first of all, good morning and thanks for coming.
Well, good morning and thanks for having me here for this breaking news that is, of course, a longtime dream of mine, which is that we have a place we can shop and bring our sales tax to our Carborough and Chapel Hill area. This is, to me, really a long-time dream.
I know that a long time ago, those of us who've been here for a while remember that you were working very hard to bring a big box store to Orange County, and we were primarily at that time talking about Costco. Now comes word of a deal that is supposedly in the works with the approval of some of the Carborough town officials as well to have a super Walmart in the middle of downtown Carborough. What are the benefits of having Walmart in the Carborough business district?
Well, as I say, for a long time I've been saying we need to bring our sales tax back here. But the thing is that Walmart understands Carborough's values. And so they have been working very closely to make sure that they reflect those values. And they have announced that for the first time ever, they're going to pay their employees $30 an hour.
$30 an hour?
Because they understand. And of course, Costco pays a really good wage, and that's why I was working for Costco. But you know what? A company doesn't move into a community without really researching the values of that community. And they realize that this is a concern that all of the people in Carborough and Chapel Hill have, is that our workers are paid well and fairly treated. And they'll be mostly full-time, get full benefits, and a good working wage to make sure that they fit into our community.
Ellie, even though you live in Chapel Hill now, I know it's well documented that you love Carborough, and Carborough really is a special place with special values. There are people right now who are listening out there who may be getting upset at the prospect of having a huge Walmart store in the middle of the downtown business district, especially right there at the location of 300 East Main Street, right next to the hotel. It's a location where the Arts Center and Cat's Cradle are now. What would you say to them about the big picture of development in downtown Carborough?
Well, of course, I was disappointed when they didn't approve the Kudzu and Arts Center and performance venue plan. And when that didn't go through, I think maybe this was the thing that probably will fill the needs, as I say, of the tax base. That's something I've been really concerned with a long time. And having worked with them on their values to make sure they fit into Carborough, I think it's a good fit.
Now, what needs to happen in order to accommodate the needs of the Arts Center and Cat's Cradle and those other businesses that are there now that would be totally displaced by the Walmart?
Well, there are some empty buildings across the street, actually, and they could do a lot of reconfiguring of those, and I think that they can find a place for these also valued and very highly loved venues in Carborough and Chapel Hill.
I suppose that the Walmart would end up there with a huge parking lot, and it would be coexisting right next door to the new hotel, which has certainly brought a lot of business to downtown Carborough as well.
And it'd be nice to have enough parking at night when people aren't shopping at Walmart, because sometimes you need the parking at night for the Arts Center and the Cradle and the other wonderful restaurants and coffee shops. So it's a win-win.
Well, any kind of a timeline with this? Any idea on when this might actually come to fruition?
I really haven't heard that much about it because it is breaking news, but I'm very welcoming of this that will make a big change in our shopping habits and in the number of jobs. We need those jobs, too.
And again, it seems like another major benefit of all this would be increasing Carborough's tax base, diversifying it, and this is something that you've been champion of for a very long time.
Absolutely. The burden on our homeowners of our high taxes will be relieved greatly. It'll make a big difference, which I've been saying all along.
And one other thing that Doyle Slick, the executive with Walmart, mentioned earlier, traffic would need to be rerouted there at the entrance to Carborough, where Chapel Hill and Carborough meet. And I would assume that, you know, there might be some people who get a little upset about that, but it's all for the benefit of the big picture and the future of Carborough. And again, I stress, you know, you as the major force behind this all along, you absolutely love Carborough and wouldn't want to do anything to harm the future of this town.
No, the benefits are so great compared to There will be some transportation dislocation, but, you know, 54, some people can go around and come up the back way. And so I think that there are really a lot of things that we know will have to be accommodated, but in the long run, the benefits will outweigh those.
Well, I appreciate your being here this morning to make this announcement, and there will be more details on this coming out soon. Former Carborough Mayor and longtime Senator Ellie Kinnaird, appreciate your coming in this morning, and good luck in the future with this, and we'll be looking forward to hearing more about the proposal.
Thank you for having me.